U.S. lawmakers are calling on Iran to release three jailed Americans and to provide information about a former FBI agent who disappeared in Iran in 2007. A House committee overwhelmingly passed a resolution today after hearing testimony from the families of those who've been detained. Their relatives say now is the time for the U.S. to push hard on this issue as a deadline approaches for a nuclear deal with Iran. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Daniel Levinson describes his father, former FBI agent Robert Levinson, as the longest-held American hostage in history. His father has been missing for 8 years, and Daniel wants U.S. diplomats to press for information from Iran as nuclear talks near a June 30th deadline.
It is true that those involved in the talks may not know where my father is or what happened to him, but we are certain that there are people in Iran who do.
He worries that there won't be a sense of urgency in Washington or in Tehran once the negotiating deadline passes. That also concerns Nagmeh Abedini, whose husband, Pastor Saeed Abedini, was imprisoned for his faith in 2012.
We only have a few weeks left, and while we still have leverage, while the Iranian government would still be motivated at some degree to release them.
The timing of this hearing was not a coincidence. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, California Republican Ed Royce, says these cases call into question the integrity of the nuclear negotiations.
If top Iranian officials cannot be counted on to assist these wrongfully jailed Americans, can they be counted on to honor the commitments they make at the negotiating table? Call me a skeptic.
New York Democrat Elliot Engel is sounding skeptical, too.
It would just be ludicrous and outrageous for us to have a deal with Iran that doesn't include the bringing home of our hostages.
The State Department says it raises all these cases on the sidelines of nuclear negotiations, but wants to make sure the talks are not derailed by this or any other concerns about Iranian behavior. Sarah Hekmati wants the U.S. to do more. She says Iran doesn't recognize her brother's American citizenship, though the former Marine, Amir Hekmati, was born in the U.S. and went to Iran for the first time in 2011 to visit his grandmother. He was charged with espionage, and his sister is making an emotional plea for his release.
Our father has terminal brain cancer. Within the last year, he has suffered several strokes, and our father now requires 24-hour care.
That's why her mother wasn't able to attend the House hearing. Another jailed American, Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian, was represented by his brother, Ali, who says the journalist has been held for more than 300 days on trumped-up espionage charges.
The charges against Jason are false. Jason did sometimes write about Iran's domestic and foreign policy, but this is perfectly legal conduct recognized around the world as practicing journalism.
Ali Rezaian says if he were sitting across the negotiating table from the Iranians, his message would be this.
I think I'd have to ask, what do they think they're accomplishing? You know, what are they doing to their own image if they want to join the community of nations, which is their stated goal, become more normalized? How do they think that this helps them at all?
The House Foreign Affairs Committee passed a resolution calling on Iran to release the Americans. One congressman, Matt Salmon of Arizona, says Congress should also make clear that any deal that the Obama administration strikes with Iran is, in his words, dead on arrival, as long as Iran holds these American prisoners. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.